international bond, note and commercial paper finance. We want to switch from the loan, bank, credit markets into the capital markets. We're going to focus specifically on international bonds, international notes and international commercial paper. The principal difference simply is that in this case, the debt obligation is embedded in the form of a transferable security, which is the bond, note or the commercial paper. This then creates massive additional levels of negotiability and transferability, which creates liquidity. If you have good credit standing, it's almost better to raise funds in the capital markets. You can raise more at a finer rate, a lower coupon. You can raise more for less in the capital markets. If there are any issues or any difficulties, however, you'll then have to go back to the loan markets. So we need to understand the historical development, background, structure and operation of the capital market transactions, focusing specifically on bonds, notes and commercial paper. We'll then work through typical types of standard transactions. I'll give you timelines. We'll contrast loan transactions with bond transactions. We'll look at different types of options. And then we'll also focus on this general trend of shorter duration instruments. So we're going to start when we transfer borrowing from the bank credit markets, for example, 100 million, with a syndicated loan, possibly with 10 banks lending to one borrower and 9 subsidiaries, so 10 borrowers, 10 banks. We can transfer that over into the capital markets. Initially, during the 1960s, the companies would issue long bonds, again, possibly for 20 years. So almost identical, except the interest rate, the coupon would be finer because of the additional negotiability, transferability, and therefore liquidity. The subsequent history of the bond markets is then one of shorter duration. So we go from long bonds, maybe 20 years plus, down to medium-term notes, maybe 10 years, down to 5, up to 15, down to very short euro notes, possibly 1, 2, 3, and then under 1 year. Strictly speaking, if it's under 1 year, we call it paper, it's commercial paper, although you also get euro notes for less than 1 year, and we'll come back and look at this in further detail. The difference simply between a short note and commercial paper is that the note will generally be for a larger amount. It will be underwritten, it will be committed, so it's more formal with the banks having to support the issue. With the commercial paper, that's almost just like the companies issuing the debt directly into the markets, which will be set up under a programme of various forms, and we'll come back and we'll look at all of this. The key difference then again is this: in the bond markets, the capital markets, we embed the debt in a transferable security. And then the subsequent history of the capital markets is one of shorter duration. We went from long 20-year plus for large international financial organisations, financial institutions like the World Bank, possibly even 30, 40 and 50 years, although that's not that common for corporates. But we then went shorter duration. We're coming down from 20, we can jump down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then less than 1, and then with the development of the medium-term note market in America, then we got to medium-term notes at the international level through the Eurobond market, so we go back up 5, 10, 15 years. Strictly speaking, if it's floating rate, it's a note. If it's fixed rate, it's a bond. And again, strictly speaking, if it's less than 1 year, it's paper, although you do also get overlaps with the euro, what we call the euro notes. The confusion that can arise in practice is that the euro note facility might be for, say, 5 or 6 years. That doesn't mean to say the actual notes are for 5 or 6 years. The notes will roll over. The notes might only be 30-day notes. They might be 1 month, 3 month, 6 month notes. It simply means that the program itself will last 5 or 6 years. So just watch that. You get a total duration of the program, but then the notes within the program, they might be less than 1 year. So we're going to look at all of the various issues involved. I have explained the objectives of what we're going to be considering, the purpose of the specific classes. I've given you an outline for our draft chapter, my chapter on bonds, which also includes all of the other main capital market deals, including all of the other variations that we have at the national and international level. We'll then look at some examples I've given you on the system, a copy, for example, of the first East India bond, 1623, I've also given you certificates. I managed, I researched this. I got copies of early documentation from the first Eurobond, which was the Autostrade deal with SU Warburg in 1963, which built the motorway system in North Italy. And I've given you a number of other sample documents in terms of the actual certificates themselves, so you can see what a certificate of deposit looks like, commercial paper looks like, various other instruments, including treasury bills, UK government gilts. But also what I've done is I've provided a whole series of sample notes and lists of documents which can help you understand how all of this works. The key point, again, in these markets is that they are, to a large extent, self-regulatory. They regulate themselves, in particular, through the Eurobond market, mainly because these markets are just so large, there's no institution or agency large enough to control them. How do we then manage that? We manage it by creating trade associations. The trade associations then produce standard documentation. So it's the documentation that determines the rights and liabilities of the parties. And through that, we get an indirect form of regulation. The only difference between the capital markets and the other markets is that in the capital markets, the key trade association is the ICMA, the International Capital Markets Association. It has prepared a rule book. So we don't have the same simple standard docs that we have in, for example, the loan market with the Loan Market Association, and specifically its standard multi-currency and term revolving facility agreement. We also have the same in the derivatives area with the International Swaps and Derivatives Association, ISDA, 1992 Master Agreement and 2002 Master Agreement. The difficulty is in the capital market area, you have a lot more parties, therefore you need a lot more documents, so the legal provisions are spread over a large number of separate facilities. Because of that, we have a rule book rather than a standard single document. However, in the rule book, many of the provisions are actually standard clauses, which we then build into standard documentation. So we secure the same result. To understand and allow you to appreciate this in more detail, what I've provided on the system again then is a large number of sample documents. So you can actually go in and look at all sorts of different things with sample clauses, financial covenants. You'll see here bond purchase agreements, bond purchase contracts, underwriting agreements, paying agency agreements, fiscal agency agreement, a model trust deed. You can see how all of this is used and applied in practice. And through all of this, we can understand the nature, structure, operation, and effectiveness and value of the international bond and capital markets.